Hi, I'm Wayne McPhail, and I was one of the people that originally started the Rabble Podcast Network, and I think that you should support the Rabble Podcast Network and Rabble.ca because there's no other place where you're going to get such a diversity of voices speaking truth to power.
Show your support by going to www.rabble.ca/donate.
This is a Rabble Podcast Network show. New voices in your head. It's radio. Free.
Welcome to episode 2 of Living on Purpose. My name is Lynn Thompson, your host. This segment is approximately 28 minutes long and features 100 quotes sent to me through Paul LeBaron from Brent Earle, who gathered 100 quotes from the movie The Secret, which has been making the rounds quite a bit lately. A lot of focus on the law of attraction. One of the episodes of my show on CHLY, Radio Malaspina, broadcasting out of Nanaimo, BC, on Vancouver Island, I went through these quotes and used them as springboards for my own reflections and commentary. So I hope you enjoy them. There's been a movie going around town quite a bit called The Secret, and I got an email here with 100 quotes. Oh, 100 quotes. Can you imagine that many? Can we get through them all today, do you think, through this next little while? And these are from the movie The Secret for your enjoyment and hopefully edification. Okay, number one, we all work with one infinite power. Now, of course, just remember that this does not necessarily support my beliefs. These are just quotes, okay, from this movie. So if you didn't see it, it'll make you probably really wonder what all could be going on to get 100 quotes from a movie. And if you did see it, see how many of these you can remember that you might have noticed at the time. Number two, the secret. Ah, well, okay, right off the top, what's the secret? The secret is the law of attraction. Number three, whatever is going on in your mind is what you are attracting. Number four, we are like magnets. Like attract like. You become and attract what you think. Number five, every thought has a frequency. Thoughts send out a magnetic energy. Number six, people think about what they don't want and attract more of the same. Okay, I have to make a commentary here. This is something that I really was challenged by in the movie The Secret, because what does the word want mean? It means need or lack. So this whole thing of manifesting and visualizing things is, if you focus on what you want, then you're focusing on what you need rather than on what supposedly you would desire, say. Or what I like to say is I envision, rather than say I want, I say I envision this. And then you can act as if that's already manifest in your life. So if you focus on what you want, then you're focusing on what you lack. And then you're only going to get more of that. Or at least you're saying this is something that you don't have. And so you're going to continue not having it. So if you focus on what you don't want, then you're focusing on what you don't lack. So, you know, words are pretty important. And that is something that I thought was not addressed appropriately. And so I'm afraid I had to say that. I'm not afraid. I'm just saying that. Okay, number seven, thought equals creation. If these thoughts are attached to powerful emotions, as in good or bad, either way, that speeds the creation. Number eight, you attract your dominant thoughts. Okay, well, again, that's the law of attraction. Number nine, those who speak most of illness have illness. Those who speak most of prosperity have prosperity, and so on. Number 10, it's not wishful thinking. Number 11, you can't have a universe without the mind entering into it. Number 12, choose your thoughts carefully. You are a masterpiece of your life. I guess number 12, it's sort of P.S. Be careful what you ask for, you know, or you'll get it. And sometimes that might be just what you want or what you're hoping to envision. I mean, number 13, it's okay that thoughts don't manifest into reality immediately. Because, for example, if we saw a picture of an elephant and it instantly appeared, that would be too soon. Number 14, everything in your life you have attracted, accept that fact. It's true. Again, these are quotes, okay? These are quotes from The Secret, the movie. Number 15, your thoughts cause your feelings. There's a clue. Number 16, we don't need to complicate all the reasons behind our emotions. It's much simpler than that. Two categories, good feelings, bad feelings. Number 17, thoughts that bring about good feelings mean you're on the right track. Thoughts that bring about bad feelings means, you guessed it, you might want to check your directions. 18, whatever it is you are feeling is a perfect reflection of what is in the process of becoming. Number 19, you get exactly what you're feeling. Number 20, happy feelings will attract more happy circumstances. Number 21, you can begin feeling whatever you want, even if it's not there. The universe will correspond to the nature of your song. I like that. Number 22, what you focus on with your thought and feeling is what you attract into your experience. Number 23, what you think and what you feel and what actually manifests is always a match, with no exception. Number 24, shift your awareness. Shift your awareness. Shift your awareness. Number 25, you create your own universe as you go along. And that's a quote from Winston Churchill, mentioned in The Secret, the movie, which is what I'm bringing you quotes here from. 100 quotes. We're only on number 26. It's important to feel good because good amplifies out. What is good? No, I'll try not to sidetrack on this, okay? I'll try to just keep going with the quotes, but you'll have to just bear with me. And you may be having your own springboards of thoughts. I mean, I would think that that's part of the exercise. Number 27, you can change your emotion immediately by thinking of something joyful or singing a song or remembering a happy experience. Again, it's those thoughts. Number 28, when you get the hang of this, before you know it, you will know you are the creator. Number 29, life can and should and could be phenomenal, and it will be when you consciously apply the law of attraction. And that's really what a lot of this movie is about, The Secret, because The Secret is the law of attraction. Number 30, universe will rearrange itself accordingly. According to you, consciously applying the law of attraction, that is. Number 31, start by using this sentence for all of your wants. There's that word again. All your envisionment. How about that? I'm so happy and so grateful now that... dot, dot, dot. Number 32, you don't need to know how the universe is going to rearrange itself. This is a huge one. This is so huge because I'm sidetracking now. Do you notice how whenever you think of something that you envision, that you desire, that you would like to see manifest in your life, that usually the next thought is, oh, but how would that happen? Because you try to put it into the framework of whatever the structure is that you're in right now that you want to bust free of, right? Well, forget the how. This is Mike Dooley from Notes from the Universe. This is him all over the place. Forget the how. Don't even think about the how. Well, actually, go ahead, think about the how, but embrace the how. Don't resist it or wonder or feel fretful, because if you embrace the how, then it can just keep moving forward and you can just be delighted to see how the how works out. Okay. Number 33, law of attraction is simply figuring out for yourself what will generate the positive feelings of having it now. 34, you might get an inspired thought or idea to help you move towards what you want, what you desire, faster. Yeah, so be open to that. You might get an inspired thought or idea that will help you move towards your envisionment even quicker. And you know that we all like quicker, even though the snow falls. 35, the universe likes speed, because remember, of course, time doesn't exist. It's us who slows it all down with our plans. Don't delay, don't second guess. Don't doubt. Just let it go. Let it rip. Number 36, when the opportunity or impulse is there, act. ACT. What's that an acronym for? Actually, count this as being the first moment of your life. Number 37, you will attract everything you require. Money, people, connections. Pay attention to what's being set in front of you. That could be a person. That could be a phone call. That could be a song on the radio. Pay attention to all the clues. The clues are endless. I drive people nuts with how I notice numbers. I'm always noticing numbers, and they just give me such a thrill. When a bill comes up to 1, 2, 3, 4, I mean, it's perfect to me. I don't mind paying a bill like that. Okay. So you're paying attention to what's being sent in front of you. That's good. Now, number 38, you can start with nothing. And out of nothing or no way, a way will be provided. So when you say, I have nothing, when you say, there's nothing there for anything to happen in. Or when you say, no way, just believe, just know, just trust that a way will be provided. All right, we're on a roll here. These are quotes from the movie The Secret, if you're just tuning in, and you are listening to Living on Purpose, and my name is Lynn. Okay, number 39. Now you're wondering, how long? How long do you have to wait? No rules on time. The more aligned you are with positive feelings, the quicker things can happen. So just line it all up. You don't have to be perfect. We are all unfolding as long as we're here. It's all in process. Number 40. Size is nothing to the universe. Unlimited abundance, if that's what you wish. You can call the universe unlimited abundance if that's what you wish. We are the ones who make the rules on size and time. So, you know, consider the source. Number 41, no rules according to the universe. You provide the feelings of having it now, and the universe will respond. 42, most people offer the majority of their thought in response to what they are observing. For example, bills in the mail, or being late, or having bad luck. Yeah, I mean, that's true. I think it's really important to pay attention when you're listening to what other people are saying, too. It's like back there and whatever number that was, that what you talk most about, that's sort of a lot of what's going on in your life. We have tremendous power in creating our reality, even in that way. Because if you're talking or focusing on one thing, that's what your mind is open to. And it necessarily excludes a lot of other things. Because as some people have noted, you can really only do one thing at once. So make a good choice. Make a positive choice, a constructive choice into what that one thing is.
Hi, this is Carol Wellsman, and you're listening to Living on Purpose with Lynn Thompson.
So where are we at here? Oh, yes, number 43. You have to find a different approach to what is through a different vantage point. Well, I think that just means changing your mind. Let's sum that up. Number 44, all that we are is a result of what we have thought. That's a direct quote from Buddha. I think that's summing up a lot of what we've already been talking about. Number 45, what can you do right now to turn your life around? Skill testing question. Answer is gratitude. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Number 46, gratitude will bring more into our lives immediately. At the very least, a rush of more gratitude and an appreciation for just being alive and being able to know what that word sounds like when it's said. And say it out loud. Go ahead, say it out loud. Number 47, what we think about and thank about is what we bring about. Oh, I like that. Yeah, you think about things. Well, think about them too. Okay. Number 48, what are the things you are grateful for? Feel the gratitude. Focus on what you have right now that you are grateful for. I'll give you a moment to do that. Number 49, play the picture in your mind. Focus on the end result. And number 50, visualize. Rehearse your future. When you think about your future, when you think about things that haven't happened yet, how do you think about it? Do you think with fret or worry or apprehension? Do you embrace it and imagine the best that could happen? Do you imagine how you'll be your best friend through all of it? This is my sidetrack again. Number 51, visualize, see it, feel it. This is where action begins. And number 52, feel the joy and feel the happiness. Oh yeah, oh yeah, you can do that. Just over the halfway mark of these 100 quotes from the movie called The Secret that has been shown a number of times in the community, and I'm occasionally putting on some little side notes of my own. We were at number 52, which of course was feel the joy, feel the happiness. Number 53, now an affirmative thought is 100 times more powerful than a negative one. That's something to think about, maybe 100 times. Because even if you thought an affirmative thought 100 times, then it would be, wow, 100 times more powerful than a negative one, especially because in doing an affirmative thought 100 times, you would have forgotten about all the negative ones because you wouldn't have had time, because you can only do one thing at once, remember? Number 54, what this power is, I cannot say. All I know is that it exists. And that was a quote from Alexander Graham Bell. That's something to reflect on, or at least to light up your mind on. Number 55, our job is not to worry about the how. Now, we already talked about this in number 32, but number 55 is our job is not to worry about the how, because the how will show up out of the commitment and belief in the what. That's a really good quote. I like that one because it's true. If you just focus on what it is you're envisioning and let the how just come through, then you can just go, wow. I didn't know how that was going to happen, but wow. Number 56, The hows, there we go, are the domain of the universe. It always knows the quickest, fastest, most harmonious way between you and your dream. By the way, Mike Dooley, who does the Notes from the Universe, he was in that movie, The Secret. He was a guest of mine way back in the spring, I believe. Number 57, if you turn it over to the universe, you will be surprised and dazzled by what is delivered. This is where magic and miracles happen. In the universe. In you. Are you ready for more? Are you keeping notes? Does any of it help? Anything? 58, turn it over to the universe every day, but not as a chore, as a gift to yourself. That's my little side note. 59, feel exhilarated by the whole process. High, happy, in tune. Number 60, the only difference between people who are really living this way is they have habituated ways of being. Number 61, they remember to do it all the time. These are quotes from the movie called The Secret. Number 62, create a vision board, pictures of what you envision to attract. Every day, look at it and get into the feeling state of already having acquired these wants, these lacks. No, you see, I just have such a time with that word want. You can't acquire wants unless, well, that would be acquiring lack. Well, I guess you could acquire lack, but that's like creating a void. Well, I thought that things couldn't be created or destroyed. But there are voids, because if you create a void, then you create a space for something to come in to fill that void, because nature really doesn't like a vacuum. All right, so every day, look at it and get into the feeling state as if it's already existing. Let's leave it at that. Number 63. This is a quote by Albert Einstein in the film The Secret. Imagination is everything. It is the preview of life's coming attractions. So if you can imagine it, you can be it. Okay, 64, decide what you want. Believe you can have it. Believe you deserve it. Believe it's possible for you. Oh, decide what you envision. Number 65, close your eyes, but not if you're driving, and visualize having what you already desire and the feeling of having it already. That sounds like 63 to me. Number 66, focus on being grateful for what you have already. Enjoy it. Then release it into the universe. And the universe will manifest it. Number 67. This is a quote from W. Clement Stone. Whatever the mind of man can conceive, it can achieve. Number 68. Set a goal so big that if you achieved it, it would blow your mind. Yeah, that's what the universe says, you know. Okay, here it is. By embracing uncertainty with regard to the hows of dream manifestation and allowing it, not fearing it, you actually increase the universe's options for blowing your dear sweet mind. Yeah, this is good. Real good. Okay. Oh, there's another quote in there actually from the universe that's worth mentioning. Here it is. This is a really good one actually, and I'm taking a little break here from the secret quotes. This is just some thoughts on a side note from Lynn, your host here of Living on Purpose. Did you know that whenever someone says, I think I'm onto something huge, I'm so excited, I love my life, I have total clarity, it's like hitting an on button that throws countless supernatural, invisible mechanisms into action that gradually begin physically rearranging the props and events of their life so that they'll soon yield something huge, generate excitement, inspire love, and provide clarity? Whew. And that whenever someone says, oh, I don't know what to do, it's all so hard, I hate my life, I don't ever want to come back to time and space, it's like hitting an off button. Well, of course you did. You knew that. So turn the universe on. Because I was at the beach a little while ago, and I was thinking about these kinds of thoughts, and I was feeling that kind of like, oh man, I don't know this, I don't know that, I don't know what wants to happen, I don't know what I should do. And then all of a sudden I went, now wait a minute, hold everything. There are things I do know. I do know that I am totally blessed. I do know that I am being prepared for something that is being prepared for me. I do know that I am surrounded with people, friends, family, and people I haven't even met yet, people I don't even know who are supporting and encouraging me. And then I thought, wow, this is a powerful thing, this do know. I do know this and I do know that, because it's sort of like a trigger. You start saying, oh, I don't know. Well, I don't know. I don't know. You know how that goes? So I was sitting there on the beach. I was actually standing because it was a little too cold and wet to sit down. But I was standing there on the beach looking at the waves coming in, and I thought, this is pretty powerful, I think, to drop the I don't know. And every time an I don't know comes up, I do know instead. How am I going to remember this? And then I thought, I know. I'll call it the Do Know Awards. So there's a little tip for you. The Do Know Awards. I do know that. For one thing, I do know that is a good thing. Okay, back to the secret quotes. Where are we at? Okay, yeah, blowing your mind, number 68. Okay, number 69. When you have an inspired thought, you must trust it and act on it. Act on it. Number 70. How can you become more prosperous? Intend it. Intend it. Intend prosperity. Number 71. Checks are coming in the mail regularly. That's sort of a little affirmation to put in your mind. Or another thought is, change your bank statement to whatever balance you want in there, or you imagine in there, and then get behind the feeling of having it. Okay, here's another sidetrack for you. I think I mentioned this a while ago as an exercise I read about in a book where you set up a fictional ledger, financial ledger. So, okay, down the left-hand side, you have amounts of money. Across the top of all the columns, you have different categories of where that money will be dispersed to. So in the first few days, you would probably have bills that you'd want to pay, monthly bills, donations you'd like to make, gifts you'd like to extend. Okay, so what you do is day one, you mark down $1,000 and then you disperse that across through the categories. Okay, like you got $1,000, what would you do with it? Well, some of it would go into savings, right? And then number two, day two, you get $2,000. Day three, you get $3,000. Day four, you get $4,000. So obviously every day you get that amount times 1,000. So you put that down the column on the left and then each of those days, and I'll tell you, this is an excellent exercise. And this is just what this number 71 is talking about. Change your bank statement to whatever balance you would like to imagine being there. Play with it, allow it, feel it, right? So I did this for, I don't know how many days, like 33 days or something. And by the end of that, I had this incredible total of all the bills that had been paid off. I mean, they were paid off easily, quickly in the first, 10 days or something because of how that all incrementally adds up. And then you have to get more creative because so much of the consciousness is limited. Just get the next bill payment made. Forget about paying it all off in the near future. You're automatically assuming so much limitation. So to do an exercise like this opens the mind to imagine the feeling and the creativity involved in dispersing larger and larger amounts of money. And so by the end of a month, even all the bills are paid off. And the amount of charitable donations, of savings, of scholarships, all kinds of things that you really need to get more creative when you get more money involved in that creative process. So I recommend it. Number 72, life is meant to be abundant in all areas. Believe it, receive it, experience it. Number 73, hey, it's joy. Joy's come back around. Go for the sense of inner joy and peace, and then let all outside things appear as an extension of that inner place of joy and peace. 74, we are the creators of our universe. Number 75, relationships. Treat yourself the way you envision being treated by others. Love yourself and you will be loved. Number 76, healthy respect for yourself. 77, for those you work with or interact with regularly, get a notebook and write down positive aspects of each of those people. Yeah. 78, write down all the things you like most about them. Don't expect change from them. Law of attraction will not put you in the same space together if your frequencies don't match. Okay, these are quotes. Okay, number 79. When you realize your potential to feel good, you will ask no one to be different in order for you to feel good. Yeah, it's really important not to expect people to change for you to feel better. Because often you'll feel better when you accept them exactly as they are. That's my little side note there. Something I've realized myself. Number 80, you will free yourself from the cumbersome impossibilities of needing to control the world, your friends, your mate, your children. Yep, that's true. Number 81, you are the only one that creates your reality, which can be a shock. Number 82, no one else can think or feel for you. It's you, only you. 83, health. Thank the universe for your own healing. Laugh. Stress-free happiness will keep you healthy. 84, immune system will heal itself. Doing a good job of healing itself because it has the power to do so. Number 85. Here we go. Parts of our bodies are replaced every day, every week. Within a few years, we have a brand new body. Welcome, new body. 86. See yourself living in a new body. Hopeful equals recovery. Happy equals happier. biochemistry. Stress degrades the body. Number 87. Remove stress from the body and the body regenerates itself. You can heal yourself. 88. Learn to become still and take your attention away from what you don't imagine and place your attention on what you wish to experience. And take the time to be still every day, even just for a few moments, even when you're in a lineup or in the car, or maybe just waking up. Number 89, when the voice and vision on the inside become more profound and clear than the opinions on the outside, then you are the master of your life. Number 90, you are not here to try to get the world to be just as you want it. You are here to create the world around you that you choose and that only you can do. Yep, there's a reason for only you. There's something only you can do. So do it. Number 91, and allow the world, as others choose to see it, to exist as well. Of course. You want yours to exist? Let theirs exist. Number 92, people think that if everyone knows the power of the law of attraction, there won't be enough to go around. Oh, this is a lie that's been ingrained in us and makes so many of us so greedy. Number 93, the truth is there is more than enough love, more than enough creative ideas, more power, more joy, more happiness to go around than you could even imagine. There's more than enough. Number 94, all of this abundance begins to shine through a mind that is aware of its own infinite nature. There is enough for everyone. See it. Believe it. It will show up for you and you and you. Number 95, so let the variety of your reality thrill you. As you choose all the things you want, all the things you imagine, get behind the good feelings of all of your desires. Number 96, write your own script. When you see things you would rather not have, don't think about them. Write about them, talk about them, push against them, or join groups that focus on the don't wants. Remove your attention from don't wants and place them on the do desires. Number 97, we are mass energy. Everything is energy. Everything is energy. Number 98, don't define yourself by your body. It's the infinite being that's connected to everything in the universe. 99, on the quotes of 100 quotes from the movie The Secret, one energy field. Our bodies have distracted us from our energy, even though our bodies are energy too. We are the infinite field of unfolding possibilities, the creative force. Number 100 on the list. Are your thoughts worthy of you? If not, now is the time to change them. You can begin right where you are, right now. Nothing matters but this moment and what you are focusing your attention on. Thanks for listening to episode 2 of Living on Purpose on the Rabble Podcast Network. My name is Lynn Thompson, your host.